Hey guys, it's Jeremy Miner here. Today we're going to talk about how can you avoid being seen as pushy when you're talking to your prospects. Now, one of the biggest reasons that entrepreneurs and salespeople are viewed by prospects as pushy when they're trying to sell is they come across way too enthusiastic about their product and service, and then they try to talk about their solution way too early in that conversation. Now, I know you guys are like, what, Jeremy? I've always been taught that I have to be excited about what I sell. I have to be excited about my products. And I would totally agree with you. But you have to keep your excitement to yourself. Keep it internal. Don't let them see that. You have to get rid of the commission breath. Seriously, get rid of the commission breath. It's not helping you. Realize this. According to behavioral science, within the first 7 to 12 seconds of every sales call or any sales interaction you're in, whether it's in a boardroom meeting, door-to-door, cold calling on a phone, on Zoom, on Skype, doesn't matter, your prospects are subconsciously picking up verbal and nonverbal cues from you, from your tonality and what you are saying and or asking that triggers their brain to do one of two things. Number one, if you come across aggressive or needy and attached, and you don't know the right questions to ask, it triggers their brain to go into what we call fight or flight mode, where they try to get rid of you fast and say things like, I'm too busy now, can you call me back later? Or, you know, we're good, or we don't need it, or we already have that, or we don't have any money for that, or can you call me back in a week, a month, a year later? Does that ever happen to you? Now you know why. Or if you do come across the right way, if you come across neutral, unbiased, and detached, and you know the right questions to ask, it triggers their brain to become curious enough that they feel like they want to engage, that they want to open up to you because you might have something that's very important to them. So we have to come across detached from the expectations of making the sale and really focus on whether there's even a sale to be made in the first place, whether or not they have problems that you can actually help them solve. Now, do I mean that you should get on a call and not make a sale? Hell no. Your goal is to make a sale on every call, every meeting you're in, but you have to keep that to yourself. The moment they feel that they are being sold to is the moment they do what? They start to shut down. They are closed off to any of your questions. The walls of resistance come up and the sale is pretty much over. Okay, we just went over how you avoid being seen as pushy when you're talking to your prospects, and that is your tip for the day.